Now then, you have a bit of a predicament. If you see a crime on the street, you have second thoughts as to whether to call the police at certain times.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Tell me why.
Basically what it is, it's mainly my mum, not myself. What it is, the neighbours across from her and all around where she lives, if anything ever happens, the police, when they come out, they just don't seem impartial at all. They just sort of take one side of the story and sort of flip it to make us feel like we're the ones that are in the wrong. So, I just wondered, obviously, if Ian can come up with a reason as to why that happens. It's been going on for about 5 years, so...
Hi, Gavin. It's difficult to talk about specific cases on air like this, and certainly, you know, if your mum's having problems with people very close to home, giving out the details would be potentially making the problem more difficult. It is difficult when officers have to come and they have to listen to both sides, sometimes when it's quite heated, and you would hope that they're impartial, that's what they're trained to be, and they should look at things objectively. I think, you know, given your circumstances and what you're saying, it's been going on for 5 years, perhaps if you contact me off air, and I can find out what's going on and give you a bit of an update. So I gave out the email earlier, it's chief.constable@gmp.police.uk. If you drop an email, we'll pick that up and we'll get back to you with a more detailed response.
Right, okay.
Can't argue with that, can we, Gavin?
No, that's great. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Ian.
No, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much for being on the show. It is interesting, the different circumstances that people find them in community-wise, across the whole of Greater Manchester, because there's what's happening in, for example, Withenshaw might not necessarily be happening in Bury, and there's... Do you find that right across the board? There's different issues in different areas that are more prevalent?
Oh, absolutely. And some of the work that we're doing, you know, obviously people know that Greater Manchester's got a devolution deal. We're getting an elected mayor. We're very much part of that. We work very closely with the local authorities. So some of the work that we're doing is actually how do we join up public services in a much better way to enable those communities that have a high dependency on public services to actually break away from some of that and live independently. So we've been running some pilots across some places in Wigan and some in Tameside and some here in Manchester to actually say, look, there's a better way that we can put the citizen at the heart of the problem. All the services can join up, but you know that's quite intensive, but you don't need that everywhere.
Yeah,
but everywhere needs a response when they've got an emergency, when somebody's broken into their home, all those sorts of things. So but there are clearly areas where we have to put more intense interventions in.
Adam Cantrell on Key 103. It's a Manchester thing.
Key 103.